Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, let's talk about broadband. You had a little soiree on broadband yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a little meeting with people from the General Accountability Office. That's an office of Congress, the GAO. They check into government programs, mm-hmm. see how things are working. And they were on a fact-finding tour, basically. Minnesota was one of their first stops, and they chose Mankato and the Small Business Development Center here. And they wanted to talk to small business owners about how they use broadband and what they need.
Interesting. I'm gonna stick my neck out and say that the small business owners were supportive of broadband.
Yes, they were. We had some people there representing providers, people who want to build broadband networks in their communities, and then we had the director of the Small Business Development Center here, Mike Nolan, talking about small businesses and the experiences they have. And the interesting thing that came out of it was that it sounded like small business owners didn't necessarily right at this moment grasp the full potential of broadband, but it sounded like they were going too quickly. And the message that I took away from this conversation was that of infrastructure, once again. In rural areas, you know, as we all know who live out here, broadband speeds and reliability aren't necessarily as great as those in urban areas, depending on where you live. Some places are great, and other places are not so much. And really, it's not so much a matter of catching up with infrastructure, but also catching up and getting ahead of it. It sounds like the demand is going to go up very, very quickly, especially as younger people start, you know, getting out of school and getting into businesses, starting their own businesses. And these are the people that know what can be done.
Indeed. And, you know, so many things now with this communication rely on broadband, and people are accessing it with all kinds of devices as well. So, you know, this is really important stuff if you want to still be competitive.
Yeah, and it's especially what you bring up there with devices. The number of handheld, portable Wi-Fi devices we have now. One of the people at the meeting last night counted up between himself and his wife and their four kids. They have 23 devices connected to the internet in their house.
That doesn't really surprise me, to be honest with you. Well, it's a fascinating topic. It's one that I know we've talked about before. But when it comes to economic development in rural Minnesota, it's pretty critical.
It's going to be huge as more and more tasks and just the day-to-day business moves online. And it's not just business. We kind of have a tendency to think about it in isolation. You have broadband for business, broadband for hospitals, broadband for education, you know, broadband for residential. It's all running on the same infrastructure. And so an improvement for one is an improvement for everything else.
Indeed. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.